As the world becomes increasingly interdependent and fragile, the future we now recognize holds both great peril and great promise. To move forward, we must recognize that in the midst of a magnificent diversity of cultures and life forms, we are one human family and one Earth community with one common destiny. As Nikki Wright comes forward to light our chalice this morning, I'm going to offer two sorts of acknowledgments before she does kindle the flame to begin our service. The first is that we were going to have Jim Jordan with us this morning to light our chalice because he is going to be the first recipient of the Organic Green Apple Award, given to him by his fellow participants in the Environmental Action Team. Next time you see Jim, you might want to ask him about the work that he did to craft a resolution to ban genetically modified seeds for the protection of consumers and local farmers that was approved by Saanich Municipality. And for that, we will be thanking and honoring Jim for his environmental work. I also didn't want to go any further in the service this morning without taking a moment of silence for the city of Boston, a city that I had the good fortune of going up to two or three times a year to visit my father, who was in the Boston area when I was a kid, a city that I was in just a week before the bombings happened at our denominational headquarters. Really, I know it's the U.S. headquarters, but in a way it's the headquarters of the North American branch of Unitarianism and Universalism. The Marathon bombings were just six blocks away from the headquarters of our denomination's offices. Fortunately, no one was hurt on the UUA staff, but obviously our whole world has been shaken by what happened in Boston this week, and I think it's appropriate for us to take a moment to think of those four lives that have been lost this week, to think of the fear that that community experienced this week, and to remember that part of healing our world is not only healing the earth, but healing our connections with one another so that we might know peace and sustainability in that way. So let us take a moment of silence to lift our hearts for the people of Boston. Now Nikki will kindle the flame of our community. It's a flame of love that casts out fear, a flame of hope, a flame that reminds us that our earth is precious and fragile and so very magnificent. Dawn said earlier that every day should be Earth Day, but we set aside a special day to honor the Earth because we often go about our days forgetting, taking for granted the beauty of this place we call home. And so in a moment, the members of our Environmental Action Team will be planting a seed, sort of on behalf of all of us, for different environmental issues that are close and near and dear to their hearts. And we thought it would be nice if all of us here could participate, even though we're not going to come forward, each of us, and plant a seed. And I was thinking about how one of my favorite artists, Vasily Kandinsky, had this belief. He had this little book called The Spiritual in Art. And he said that in that book that he thinks that every color has a corresponding vibration in the human soul. So he believed that if you look at the color green, it's kind of like hitting a note inside of your spirit. And so when our Environmental Action Team members plant a seed, if you hear in their words something that has a corresponding vibration in your soul, in your spirit. I would invite you to simply rub your palms together as a way of affirming what you've heard and participating in the ritual of communal awareness about our shared environment. So with that, I invite our environmental action team to plant seeds of hope.
I plant this seed with the hope that our environmental protection legislation will actually protect our environment, and with the hope that our scientists who might be doing research and coming up with some concerns of their own might not be muzzled, but might share those concerns with us who are an important part of the puzzle.
I plant the seeds with respect for the plants and animals of the ocean, and with hope that humans will stop the destructive pollution of the oceans with plastic.
I plant these seeds in the hope of world peace. Think first of the $2 trillion spent on armaments and armed forces. Think what that could mean if it were spent on sustainable energy and sustainable food. Think what it would mean for health and education. Second, think of the wars that have happened just in the 21st century. Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, now Syria. Think what would happen if the environmental destruction had not occurred and the human destruction had not occurred. So I plant these seeds for world peace. Some may say it's too big a goal. I say if we don't start, it will never be attained.
I plant these seeds in celebration of the sun, and I'd like to bring a focus back to our church and the environment. The sun's not cooperating today, but the sun is key for the growth of the seeds I just planted. And it has many benefits. And one of the benefits is the beautiful natural light that we have indoors. So my wish is that on sunny days, we turn off the lights, except for the choir, which need the light to see what they're singing. But seriously, on sunny days, we turn off the lights, whether it's in the sanctuary, whether it's in when we're meeting afterwards. And the sun is starting to come out.
The Canadian Energy Efficiency Council last week made an announcement that energy efficiency is extremely important and basically largely ignored. And so I plant these seeds for the promise and suggest that we try in every way we can to remove the barriers that many of us face in achieving energy efficiency in our lives. We all want to do it. We just have a lot of difficulty making it happen. So follow Tiff's advice. We'll turn off the lights.
The seed that I just planted is a parsley seed. It's a non-GMO parsley seed. It belongs to everyone here. It belongs to the whole world. Not to some corporation. It represents health and beauty, and it only asks for your gratitude. Thank you.
I plant this seed for the transformation of human nature from one insatiable material demands to one of simplicity. Waste not, want not. Including turning out the light.
I plant those seeds in hope that we can all move through the changes that the earth is asking of us, and in this community that we move gracefully with love through all the changes, including the order of service on the wall, the composting, the carpooling, all those little incremental changes we all need to make.
You join me in the spirit of meditation and reflection and prayer to hold all that we just heard in our beings. Spirit of life in all its forms. Life pulsing within us. Life in the green of the grass and the buds on the trees. Life in the waters lapping against the land. Life in the bird song that wakes us each morning. There is so much life, so much complicated life, and all of it so very connected. And so as we reflect this morning on the myriad forms of life that move about us and in which our lives are embedded, we ask and hope that we might find guidance when we need it, for ways to make our footsteps on this earth as gentle as possible. We're so very aware that this earth nourishes us, that this earth, which is our home, offers so much to us. And this day, we remember that it is our role as good citizens and stewards of this earth to offer so much back in return. And so for all of this, and for the hope that we will continue to look for new ways to encourage rather than diminish life, we lift our hearts in thoughtful prayer. Amen. I invite you now to rise in body or spirit to sing a hymn I enjoy every day of the year, but seems especially appropriate this Earth Day, hymn number 21, For the Beauty of the Earth. Reverend Melora and I went to a minister's institute, which is sort of like continuing education for Unitarian Universalist ministers, meeting at the end of January. And while we were there, one of the worship services, our colleagues gave us an important piece of information. She told us that that hymn that we just sang, For the Beauty of the Earth, is the only one that has been in every Unitarian, every Universalist, and every Unitarian Universalist hymnal ever produced. That hymn, written in 1864 by Folliot Pierpoint when he was 29 years old, can be found in 1865's Hymns of the Spirit and in 1964's Hymns for the Celebration of Life. Then again, of course, it was once again included in the hymnal you just placed on your seat, the 1993 hymnal that you just held in your hands. Only one word in all that time has been changed. I bet you can guess which one it is. It used to say, Lord of all, to thee we raise, and we have changed it to source. The final verse has been added, at least our version has a slightly different verse, although Mr. Pierpoint wrote eight originally. Pierpoint originally wrote this hymn when he found himself enthralled by the countryside near his home. Although quite simple in many ways, both tune and lyrics, I've always been moved by this hymn. There is, of course, the expression of gratitude that it lifts up, and I find that when I offer gratitude, my heart is invariably softened. I offer my thanks for this place, this planet, which I did nothing to deserve or earn and can only appreciate and enjoy. But I think more than that, I am moved more than any other sentiment in the hymn by one line and one line only. For the love which from our birth over and around us lies. What a sentiment. Did you feel it when you sang it? I sometimes feel that gratitude that over and around me, from my very birth, there has been this love that has surrounded me. Gratitude I might feel for friends and family, for a community which holds all of us. And on days like this one, however, I am keenly aware, sometimes almost painfully aware, that part of that beauty over and around me that has held me since my very birth is this stunningly fragile beauty of this earth. For the love which from our birth over and around us lies, source of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. What else can we do, really? How else does one respond to love given so abundantly, but offer nurture and care and gratitude in return? I was moved when our colleague told us that this hymn has been in every hymnal because I thought of all of the theological debates that have raged throughout Unitarianism and Universalism's histories. And yet somehow we were able to agree that For the Beauty of the Earth should stay. Okay, maybe not the Lord part, but source of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. This hymn has endured because
this appreciation for the natural world has been abiding throughout our time. This appreciation and noticing that we should be grateful for what we have received. I love that a 29-year-old simply looked out his window, felt inspired by the green and the beauty, and wrote a song to express it. Perhaps you too today, if you take an Earth Day walk and you look around, you might say, "For the cherry blossoms that I pass, for the tulips on the lawn, for the clouds which overhead remind me I am not alone. Source of all, to thee I raise this my humble hymn of praise." Write your own words. Make it your own song. Write a poem. Dance a jig. Whatever it is that you must do to express your gratitude for this place, may this day inspire you to do it. I think more so than when Mr. Pierpoint wrote this hymn in 1864, we now understand that the earth is not a given, not an indestructible home to be taken for granted. We understand that it needs our care, that it beckons to us. And I want to invite you, before you leave this place and write your hymns of praise, to think about the special places on this earth that you carry with you every day. How many memories do you have of special sacred places? Perhaps for you, it's a place your family used to vacation when you were a child. Perhaps a park that was just down the street. Is there a beach that you think of? A backyard? Perhaps for you, it's a forest trail. All of those places, all of those sacred spaces, which have offered us love. How will we, and how can we, reciprocate that love? For the beauty of the earth, for all of those places that just passed through your mind's eye, may we not only be grateful, but may we care for its well-being. May we do our part to ensure that those who come after us will have those places to go to and call special and sacred places as well. So may it be this Earth Day and every day that has a hymn of praise just at the tip of your lips. Friends, let ours be a time remembered for the awakening of a new reverence for life. The firm resolve to achieve sustainability, the quickening of the struggle to attain peace, and the joyful celebration of life. So may it be.